Today's learning from the Mishnah Chaim Luz Fushai, Moshe Anil Rivka Bas Moshe Zer Yosef Nachar and Moshe. Luz Fushalai Mechai Moshe Malkam and Brachot Sargam Malkam at Kitzim Fegaldino. And a schutz for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reis Tzadik Vav almost here at the end. Sif Ches. Nashim Chayavis Ba Avdala. Nashim are Chayav and Avdala. She Kishem She Chayavis Be Kiddush. Just like, and we learned this by Kiddush, that all mitzvahs that comes to Shabbos, the women are mechuyevin, and therefore, just like the mechuyev in Havdalah, in Kiddush, that's so too mechuyev in Havdalah. And that sheet that makes perfect sense based on everything we learned till now, that when it comes to Shabbos, there's really no difference between men and women. The Yesh Mishachalik, however, Mechaber tells us that there are those that argue. Let's see why. What's the svar and why you argue? So says the Mishnah Berurah. Nosh Chayavas. Afagav Dava Mitzvah Shas Man Grama. Now we know Havdalah is a Mitzvah Shas Man Grama because it's a Zman. It's specifically, you can, well, just by the fact that you can't make it on Shabbos means it has a specific time that you can do it. And normally, a women are Pater from Mitzvah Shas Man Grama. Says the Mishnah Berurah. The Bidine Shabbos Ish V'Isha Shavin. When it comes to the halachas of Shabbos, men and women are equal. The iskish zachar l'shamer, that we have this hekka between zachar l'shamer. Says whoever is in the mitzvah of shamer is in the mitzvah of zechira. K'may shakasa beresh simen reish ayin aleph. As we said, the avdala nami bechal zachahu lamanda om avdala the vatayra. Remember the beginning of avdala. We said that the machloek is if avdala is dairaisa or not. Certainly, according to the shita that it's avdala is a dairaisa. It is part of the zachar. You have to be zachreyu b'tnisasay. You have to mention it, be remember it when it's coming in, and zachreyu be itziyasay. K'may shekasa b'resha siman, as we said in the beginning of this siman. Va'afilu l'mandam avdolah d'rabbanon, even according to the shita that holds avdolah d'rabbanon, so you can't say it's part of zachar. Dumya the kiddush tiknu, however, the chachamu are misakin it, just like the kiddush. And therefore, women should be mechuyev in avdolah. But what's the shita that argues? The Yeshmi Shechaylik, that those who argue, Svirila, the Avdallah, Kevin Shehi Bechoyl, when do we make Avdallah? Once we make Avdallah, it's already weekday. We don't make Avdallah on Shabbos. Ainet Tluya bin Yonadina Shabbos. So this shita holds that this that we said, that when it comes to Shabbos, men and women are equal, they're the same. That's all the mitzvahs negaya to Shabbos that are on Shabbos. This is not on Shabbos, this is already after Shabbos. And therefore, it falls under the same category as all other mitzvahs, and it's therefore Shazman Grama, the Nashim Turim, that Nashim are Pater from it. Lamais, obviously, we all know the minig is that women do are Makbara making Havdalah, and even if you're going to go with the Shita, that they're not Mechuyev in Havdalah, it falls under the category of mitzvahs that the women, if they want, they can accept it among themselves and they can do it. It wouldn't be considered a bracha levatala for them. And therefore, they do Havdalah. Now, says Rima, Alkain, therefore, lo yavdil la'atzman, it's still better for them not to do it themselves. Rak yishma Havdalah min ha'anashim, they should hear the Havdalah from the men. So the men, according to all shitas ha'machuyev and Havdalah, so certainly it's better for the man to make the Havdalah and the women to be yaitza. Okay? Let's see, Mishabur, Layavdin La'atzma, Ba'bach Kasav, Afilu Laman Domeshe Peturais. Even according to the Shita that holds that women are Pata, Mikal Makam, Yochailas Laham Shechalatzma, Chiyav Lahav the La'atzman. Just like we see by other mitzvahs, Kamoy B'Shaifer, V'Lulav, Shagam Peturais, Afilachim B'Varchas. Women are Pata from Shaifer, women are Pata from Lulav, women are Pata from Sukkah. However, if they decide that they want to accept upon themselves the mitzvah, they can make a bracha on it. And therefore, says the Bach, although the Rama said that really it's better for the men to do it because they are for sure mechuyev and women maybe not, says the Bach, it's really, you don't have to worry about that. Hey, you're, even if you're going to go with the shita that they're potter, if they want, they can do it, and therefore they can make a bracha. The Ikka is like the Bach, and women can make Abdullah. And therefore, when let's say it comes Leil HaSeder, they bring down Leila Seder, that turns out to be Matzah Shabbos. Reb Shlomo Zalman says there's nothing wrong with the women saying the Avdalah, right? The women all make Kiddush on by the Seder because of the Dalet Kaisis. Everyone makes the Kiddush themselves, right? So says Reb Shlomo Zalman, based on the Magen Avraham, and who says that we follow this Bach, there's nothing wrong with a woman making the Havdalah b'negeah to that. Now, the Nahagin Nashal Lishtais B'Kais Avdalah, for a separate reason. We said that the minig is that women do not drink from the cup of Havdalah. Im kein, b'lav kol ha'tamim hech tavlu ba'atzmi. So then how can they make their Havdalah on themselves? They can't drink it. So it says the Magen Avraham that the problem isn't them making Havdalah, because that is no problem based on this Bach. Because the women, even if you're going to go with the Shita, we have a Shita that the Mechuyev, even if you're going to go with the Shita that they're not Mechuyev, they can choose to do it. However, if we're going to go with the meaning that they refrain from drinking Havdalah wine, then Lamaisa, if there's a man available, the man should make Havdalah. If she has nobody there, then she could make Havdalah. She shouldn't lose out on the mitzvah of Havdalah, and they can make it on themselves. And in fact, the Shevet HaLevi brings down that when it's if it's Matzah Yom Kippur, and we spoke about it, Matzah Yom Kippur, we hold generally, we try to hold the latest man or what man we hold. But if your wife is at home and it's very difficult for her to fast, he says they can make Havdalah on their own based on this. So this way they can eat earlier. Mina Noshin, they should hear it from the man. V'im Noshin Kfar Avdilu La'atzma. What happens if the men already made Havdalah? They had a mind to be Yotzei Beis HaKnesses. So your wife is away. She's someplace else. You think she's going to hear Havdalah there. You make Havdalah. Now she comes home and says, I didn't hear Havdalah yet. Lo yavdilu kdei lo hoitzei ha-noshim. Im ein shom schorim gedoylo make a tanim sh'shem Then you should not make Havdalah for them unless there is another male there, either above HaMitzvah or below HaMitzvah. Above a mitzvah because they're mechuyev. Below a mitzvah, they're mechuyev in chinuch. So anyway, you can make Havdalah. Why? According to the Shita that they're not mechuyev in Havdalah, and how are you making Havdalah for them? Even if you did make Havdalah, yachol lahavdum anashim. So although the Chafetz Chaim brings down the first Shita that if you're only making Havdalah for a lady, and you already heard Havdalah, you should not do it. We do have the Birkei Yosef, who brings down from other Paisim that you could make Havdalah for them. Why should we do that? They could make Havdalah on their own. As we said previously, the Ayamash, whether they have a chiyuv in the ner, because really it was Adam who made the candles. We'll get into that a little bit later. But Lamaisa, let's just sum up what we just said. Women can make Havdalah. And even if you have the shita that women are pata from Havdalah, they have a right to accept it upon themselves as a chiyuv. The only real shaila comes up if you're in a situation where you already heard Havdalah. There's nobody being mitzah other than a woman. So that's where you run into the shaila. It would still be better. We do have shitas that hold that you could. It would still be better in order to avoid problems with any shita, because some shitas hold that you can't. It would be better if she made the Havdalah herself. But if she can't, she doesn't want to, it's definitely you have shitas that hold that you could make the Havdalah. So let's start with Siman Reish Tzadik Zayin. Here we're going to go into the halachas of Besamim. Mevarach ala Besamim yeshlo, you make a bracha on Besamim if you have it. Ve'ain't loy, if you don't have, ain't tzarich lach zachreim. So the Havdalah, alakais, you need to be alakais. But when it comes to the Havdalah, you're supposed to the Besamim, I'm sorry, when it comes to the Besamim, you're supposed to have the Besamim, but it's not Ma'akev. If you don't have the Besamim, you can still go ahead and make the Havdalah. Let's see the Mishabura. Mevarach ha'l-Besamim. What's the bracha? Boyre minim Besamim al eze minchu. So when it comes to Havdalah, we discussed this a long, long time ago when we were talking what bracha you make on Birchas HaReach, and we remember we had a lot of different brachas. We have Barer Mini Asfei B'Samim, Barer Mini Atzei B'Samim, Barer Mini B'Samim. We have all these different brachas depending on what you are smelling, and we had all different things. Does it come from is it a woody type of bush? Is it more of a grass type of bush? Right? So there was all different halachas as to what bracha you make. Now, Lamaisa, when it comes to Havdalah, no matter what you are doing, we make Barer Mini B'Samim. Af, now why? Why doesn't it depend on what I'm smelling? Af kibrichasai. If during the week I decide that I want to smell some hadassim, I make barer minei atzei b'samim. Why, if I'm smelling hadassim for Havdalah, do I make barer minei b'samim? Vehenu, al atzi b'samim bari atzi b'samim, al isvei b'samim, if it smell is grass that have a good fragrance, it's bari isvei b'samim. Look at the el b'samim reish tezayin, as we learned previously. V'ayin sham oit kama pratim is there. We have all sorts of halachas. Mikol makoim, so why would they misakim when it comes to avdalo, no matter what I'm smelling, do I make bari minei b'samim? Mikol makoim b'moitzoye Shabbos, mevarchim al kol bari minei b'samim, we say bari minei b'samim. Why? That people make a mistake. It's a complicated area. When do I make isve? When do I make atze? When do I make bine? It's not everybody is a baki in these halachas. We learned over there, if we learned over there, just like if I made a shahakol, it can pater any food, paters any kind of a samim. It's not the lechatchilo way of making a bracha. If I'm making something that should be atze, I should make atze. But if I made mine, I'm yoitza. So the Chachamim felt when it came to Avdolah, with everybody has to make it. If I'm going to start differentiating what bracha you make, people are just going to end up making mistakes. Now, if you make an isve b'samim and an atze b'samim, you're not yoitza. Mine b'samim, you're always yoitza. Therefore, I said when it comes to Avdolah, though it's not the absolute lechatchilo of the bracha you should necessarily make on the b'samim that you're using, always do bari mine b'samim. Mikol makom lechatchilo. So in order, so really, when you think about it. If I'm taking a besamim that's really atze besamim, but I'm making mina besamim, I'm not really making the most appropriate bracha for it. I am following the matbeah shetiknu chachamim, the way the chachamim told me to do it, but I'm not doing the perfect bracha for it. Therefore, says the Mishabura, mikol makom lechatchilo tov yoyseh sheyikach lebesamim davar shebichasei barim mina besamim. You should preferably take something that's anyway in barim mina besamim. And therefore, you won't have a problem. Now, he gives some examples. Kegoin ha-musk shekoyrim pizim. Now, musk is not the musk that we find today. Musk that, if you look at perfumes, and it has an ingredient there, musk is, I did a little research on it. Musk that we find today is usually chemically derived. It's not a real product. The real musk is something, there was a special musk reindeer, or musk deer, that mostly is found in the Soviet Union. And when you kill that animal, there is a gland in there that has this very foul smelling thing that you would take it, you would dry it, and then you would press it, and then there was a whole process, and it would come out this very delicious smelling thing. Generally, the hunting of this thing has become very, very regulated, and it becomes extremely expensive. I looked it up, if anyone wants to buy it. Each gland you can order for about $800, and then you have to go through the whole process of making it. So it's not so negated today, but the bracha on that is bari mina b'samim. Oy negeluch, which is cloves. So that's mostly what we use, cloves. It's also fine. Shegamze many of the chayim hold that on cloves, the halach is bari mina b'samim. What makes something bari mina b'samim or atzi b'samim when it comes to these things has to do with whether it's a spice or it's a condiment. If it's a spice, then it's mine b'samim. If it's a condiment, you don't make a bracha on it at all. But by cloves, most people hold that it's a spice. Mutal avarach barim mine b'samim al pilpalin on peppers, shekoyrin English pepper that we call English pepper. Now, English pepper is not peppers. What English pepper is allspice. You can buy it in the store. Allspice is called English peppers because they are little black balls, so they look very similar to black pepper. Peppercorns, so that's why they were called peppers, and it's called English because back in the time of the Mechaber of the Mishabura, they used to be imported by the English merchants. They would be imported from Jamaica, I think, something like that. So that's why it was called English peppers, but it's really allspice. Shegamzehu that's also besamim. Avo so if you want to take regular peppers, yeshde or black pepper. Or white pepper, red pepper. Yesh days, but it probably have a suffix. Bracha, many hold that you don't make bari mina b'samim on that. V'chein, zangvil shekoyrin and ingbo when it comes to ginger. So ginger, there's a machloikis. Some hold that you do make a bari mina b'samim on it. Some hold that's a condiment and you don't make a bracha on it. And therefore, it would be better not to use ginger for your b'samim. So the best thing we use is cloves, allspice, things like that can be used. Ein tzarich lachzeh, we said if you don't have the bari mina b'samim, you don't have to chase after it. She'ema brach me Allah hafshan. Because what's the whole reason that we make bari mina b'samim? Allah hashiva nefesh, to relax or pacify the soul. She kayeves, it's in pain. Me yitzias Shabbos from Shabbos leaving. So therefore, it's not really an ikar chelik of the Avdala. It was just something that you did to try to calm yourself down from the loss of the neshama yisera. Kasra achrayin af misha misana b'shabbos. Even if somebody was fasting on Shabbos, tzarich levarich ala b'samim matzah Shabbos. So somebody was fasting, let's say tainas cholim. You have to make bar minusamim. Masha'en kem yoyim kippurim. After Shabbos, b'shabbos ain't tzarich levarich b'matzah yom kippur. When matzah yom kippur is on Matzah Shabbos, you don't need to do Bar Minah B'Samim. And the basic reason is when it comes to Yom Kippur, you don't get the Neshama Yisera of Shabbos, even if Yom Kippur is on Shabbos. On a regular Shabbos, even if it ends up that you're fasting because you have a reason to fast, Tainus Cholim, or for health reasons you have no choice, you still get the Neshama Yisera. So the need for the B'Samim is still applicable on a Shabbos, even that you did not eat. However, on Matzah Yom Kippur, you don't have that same reason, and therefore, you don't have to do Bari Minei B'Samim. Okay, we'll stop over here. And Metz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.